Four U.S. tourists among seven victims shot by Arab terrorist in Jerusalem. By Deborah Brand on August 14, 2022. An Arab resident of eastern Jerusalem shot seven people, including four American citizens, near Jerusalem's Old City overnight Saturday, before turning himself into police after an intense hours-long manhunt. Amir Sidawi, 26, was arrested at a police station in Jerusalem after coming there of his own will with the gun he used during the terror attack. The previous night, Sidawi had opened fire on groups of Israelis on a bus in a parking lot near the Western Wall, injuring passengers on and off the bus as well as a pregnant woman sitting in a nearby car. The victim, 35, was evacuated to a local hospital where she underwent an emergency C-section. She and her newborn are in critical condition. Four of the other victims were U.S. citizens, members of a Satmar Hasidic family from Brooklyn, New York, who were visiting Israel as tourists. The father is in serious condition, sedated and on a ventilator, while the mother is in moderate condition, Israeli media reported. Three other members of Sidawi's family were detained, a move that Israeli security forces believe prompted the attacker to turn himself in. "Let all those who wish us evil know that they will pay a price for any harming of civilians," Prime Minister Yair Lapid said in a press statement shortly after the attack. Jerusalem is our capital and a center of tourism for all religions. Police forces and the IDF are working to restore calm and the feeling of security to the city. The Gaza-ruling Hamas terror group hailed Sidawi's actions as a heroic and appropriate response to the crimes of the occupation in Gaza and Nablus, referring to the three-day conflict last week which saw Gaza-based terror groups fire 1,100 rockets into Israel.